Another week has come and gone. What's up with the fiscal cliff talks? We're joined by Paul Brandis of West Wing Reports. Any progress, Paul?
Well, not much, Dick. It looks like Speaker Boehner yesterday said that the president essentially wasted an entire week. I mean, Obama is doing an awful lot of PR here. He had the Twitter town hall. He went to see that Virginia family, talking to business leaders and so forth, talking to everyone, in fact, it seems, but the lawmakers he needs to deal with to make a deal. I mean, look, we all know this is going to come down to Obama and Boehner. I mean, Obama had a reputation for giving the GOP what it wanted in the past now, but he has drawn this line in the sand, although Joe Biden yesterday intriguingly said, and I don't know whether this is a gaffe or maybe the White House is blinking, but Joe Biden late yesterday said that the White House may be willing to negotiate a lower rate other than the 39.6% top rate, the Clinton rate for the top 2%. So whether that was a gaffe or a ploy by the White House, we'll see.
Well, it's funny because you put it that way, but I guess you never can tell when Vice President Biden is saying it may not be the shape of the talks or what the final deal may be.
Well, Joe, what would a China shop be without Joe Biden? I mean, you don't know what that actually meant, but it could be that the White House is signaling that, look, we're willing to be a little bit flexible. But the president himself has not really been as explicit as his vice president. It would be something that if Obama sent a word through these back channel talks that are going on that he would be willing to be more flexible. So far, no sign of that in public from him, though.
What about these latest unemployment numbers? Those look pretty good for the Obama administration.
Well, the 7.7% number is the lowest since December 2008, the 146,000 jobs created, better than expectations. But that looks like progress. But as usual, Dick, if you peel away the layers of the onion here, go a little bit deeper, I think those numbers are deceptive. As usual, one reason the rate went down is because 350,000 people stopped looking for work. And guess what? When you are not looking for work, you are not counted in the unemployment rate. And that has been a big driver for the rate dropping over the past year or so. So these numbers, which can be spun on all sides, I think are somewhat deceptive.
Paul, thanks.
Thank you.
Paul Brandis of West Wing Reports.